Avalanche report for Thursday, the 2nd of January 2025. Weekly bonded old snow represents the main danger. All day it applies above 2,200-meter moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,200-meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects southwest to north to southeast. Furthermore, all day, above 2,000-meter, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Avalanches can in isolated cases be released in the old snowpack and reach medium size. The avalanche-prone locations are to be found in particular on very steep shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters and on very steep sunny slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. They are barely recognizable, even to the trained eye. Backcountry touring and other off-piste activities call for a certain restraint. As a consequence of a sometimes strong southwesterly wind, easily released wind slabs will form in particular in the regions exposed to the fern wind. Caution is to be exercised in particular on steep shady slopes. The avalanche-prone locations are rather rare but are clearly recognizable to the trained eye. Small and medium-sized gliding avalanches are possible on steep grassy slopes, in particular in the regions with a lot of snow. Areas with glide cracks are to be avoided. And now the snowpack. Faceted weak layers exist in the center of the snowpack, especially on shady slopes above approximately 2,200 meters, as well as on sunny slopes above approximately 2,400 meters. Shady slopes. The upper section of the snowpack is faceted and its surface consists of surface hoar. Steep sunny slopes. The surface of the snowpack is frozen, but not to a significant depth. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind. The tendency for Friday, the 3rd of January 2025 indicates an increasing avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.